very, very auspicious day today. And one that's packed with many activities. So we'll chant this sloka just a few times and then go right into the discussion. The structure of Adi Lila, chapter 1 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, is laid out in a very wonderful way. The initial verses are invocation verses that are very potent, packed, and then they're unpacked, making up a whole chapter. So this verse that's on the board, the explanation of it makes a whole chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we'll chant the verse and unpack it a little bit and discuss some other things too. Adi Lila, chapter 1, text number 7. Sankarsana karana toya shayi garbo dasayi cha prayobdhi shayi shishascha yasyasha kalasa nitya nandakirama Sharanam mamastu. May Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan, Sheshanag, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana Ocean, Garbha Ocean, and Ocean of Milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutare Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacade Satarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this morning will be a class on Nityananda Tattva. I planned in discussion with Vedanta Chaitanya that this will be a little higher level discussion than this afternoon when many people will come and they don't even know who is Lord Nityananda. So that will be a simpler version. So this is a deeper discussion on Nityananda Tattva. So for you to appreciate, you have to be very attentive, because it's primarily based on Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's explanation of who is Lord Nityananda. And Nityananda Tattva is not ABC. It's not complex, but very deep. And to understand things that are very deep, you have to be in the right mood. You have to be in a sattvic mood, in a thoughtful mood, in a receiving mood. And I'll do my best to take you through this wonderful explanation given by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's nice to remember, as we are hearing this, that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was an initiated disciple of Lord Nityananda. But he writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that as an initiated disciple of Lord Nityananda, I see him not only as my guru, nor only as the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I see him as a direct expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he explains it, how he sees and why he sees like that. And although Vrindavan Das Thakur is acknowledged by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, including Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, as the Vyasadev of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. In other words, as Vyasadev described Krishna's pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadev described Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he honors Vrindavan Das Thakur. But Prabhupada chose to translate Chaitanya Charitamrita first. Can that noise be checked? Do they have to do that? And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I was told by those who are Bengali-speaking persons that the Bengali is like Sanskrit. It's very high Bengali. I don't know the difference between this Bengali and that Bengali, but the verses are challenging for people that are Bengali speaking to translate into English. So it's and the precision of what he says and the scriptural evidence that he presents, it's Krishnadas Kaviraj is out of sight. He's very, very, very profound. So, one of those before the chapter 1, text number 7 verses is another verse that's an invocation verse. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditao Gora Gauda Daye Pushvavantao Chitrao Shan Dao Tamo Nudao. Translation: I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction on all. That's another chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that wonderful verse. As a Sankirtan devotee, a book distributing devotee, brahmachari for many years, when my Sankirtan partner and I would recite this verse and another verse where Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different than Radha and Krishna. We would recite those verses every day before we began our book distribution and just relish the meaning. Here's Krishna Das Kaviraj's explanation of the meaning of that verse. Shri Krishna and Balaram, the personalities of Godhead, who formerly appeared in Vrindavan and were millions of times more effulgent than the sun and the moon, have arisen over the eastern horizon of Gaudadesh, West Bengal, being compassionate for the fallen state of the world. This was the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance and following him, Lord Nityananda. After Krishna left this world, winding up his pastimes, we find in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, immediately, the signs of Kali Yuga were rampant. So much so that Maharaj Yudhisthira, seeing the signs of Kali Yuga, was discussing with Bhima look at these awful signs. In human society, discrepancies in conduct and irregular behavior and cheating and the jackals crying at night, vomiting fire, the sky pouring down instead of rain, blood, and so many very inauspicious omens. He was considering, what is the cause? But he knew what is the cause, he just didn't want to say it. It appears that the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has appeared in this world has left. And as those increasingly inauspicious symptoms manifested themselves, Advaitacharya, we were discussing last night, along with Haridas Thakur, were pleading with the Lord to descend and manifest the potency of compassion in this world. And that potency of compassion came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his most compassionate associate, who simply wanted to fill that compassionate desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Nityananda. And thus, the imagery of the sun and the moon is perfect, because the moon is just a reflection of the light of the sun. But the light of the sun can be very intense and scorching. But the light of the moon is always soothing and cool. That light of the moon is Lord Nityananda. So along with the Srimad Bhagavatam, that's also described as brilliant as the sun, but as cooling as the moon, appeared shortly after Krishna's departure. And some number of years, but not so many years, following the Yuga Avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appeared, here being described by the author of this verse, and this verse, Arsrup Damodar. And Srup Damodar is comparing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the sun, and Lord Nityananda to the moon, bringing light into the darkness of this age of Kali, out of their compassion, and manifesting Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishe Namaha, manifesting the fullness of compassion, even more compassionate than the personality of Godhead Krishna himself. Because in Krishna's case, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami analyzes, Krishna required, surrender unto me, and I will relieve you of all sinful reactions. Mahaprabhu made no such requirement. And besides being relieved of sinful reactions, beyond sinful reactions, take Krishna Prema. Here it is. Please take it. And still there were no customers. And so he engaged Lord Nityananda, the transcendental madman. You assist me. Just go here and there and everywhere and give people Krishna Prema through the chanting of the holy name. And so he did, with transcendental happiness. Intoxicated with transcendental happiness. Mad with transcendental happiness. Distributing the pure holy name. So now, who is this Lord Nityananda? That's the transcendental moon, and who is the transcendental sun's associate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate. This verse describes, so we'll unpack the verse a little bit. In the chapter that expands the meaning of this verse, such a nice explanation. In the spiritual world, in the spiritual sky, the vastness of the spiritual sky, there's the largest of all of the spiritual planets called Krishna Loka. And Krishna Loka has these three divisions: Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. And in that Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna eternally resides. Krishna expands himself in his own associate as Balaram. Another name for Balaram is Sankarshan. He's called Sankarshan because he maintains the whole spiritual world. He likes to serve. The only difference between Krishna and Balaram, this discussion about Balaram is to understand, as we're speaking about Balaram, we should thereby know this means this is the position of Lord Nityananda. Therefore, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram. Nitya? Nandakya Rama. Nityananda Ram. He's also his expansion is the Chaturvyuha from this Balaram in Krishna Loka. He expands as Pradumna Aniruddha and Vasudev. These are expansions of the Chaturvyuha. And in that vastness of the spiritual sky, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that Vrindavan portion of Goloka, Vrindavan, is also called Sweta Dweep. Sweta, indicating its purity. Sweta is white, and it's pure. White is the indication of purity. Supreme pure, Sweta Dweep. Because there's another Sweta Dweep. It also comes as a result of the expansion of Lord Balaram. So this Sankarshan of Goloka Vrindavan expand as Narayan in the Vaikuntha realm. Also, a fully pure spiritual realm. And that Lord Narayan, he expands as the second Chaturvyuha. And that Sankarshan in Vaikuntha is known as Mahasankarshan. And in that, outside of the Vaikuntha planets, there's the vastness of the spiritual sky, the Brahma Jyoti, or also sometimes called Brahmaloka, not to be confused with the Brahmaloka of the material world, where Lord Brahma, the engineer of the universe, resides. The spiritual sky, Brahma Jyoti, or also Brahmaloka, referred to in scripture. On the other side of that Brahmaloka or Brahma Jyoti is the causal ocean. And in that, Karana Samudra. On the other side of the causal ocean is the material energy manifested as Pradhan. That material energy never touches the causal ocean. It's on the other side, but never in direct contact. In that causal ocean, an expansion, one of the expansions of Balaram or Sankarshan, is manifest as Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is reclining another expansion as Anantashesh in the causal ocean. And that Mahavishnu, who is reclining in the causal ocean, from his body come unlimited universes, that Mahavishnu then expands himself as Garbhadakshay Vishnu within each universe, who then expands himself within every atom of the universe as Shirodakshay Vishnu. That Shirodakshay Vishnu resides in another Svetadvip, a spiritual planet that's within each one of the universes. So it's innumerable universes, it's innumerable expansions of Svetadvips. And in that Svetadvip, that's where Shirodakshay Vishnu resides. So this verse is describing each of those manifestations. That's Sankarshan of the spiritual world, who maintains the spiritual realm in all of its fullness and manifests all the paraphernalia for the Lord's service. Balaram is really into serving. In fact, the mood of service of all living entities is imbibed from Balaram. So he expands as the shoes of the Lord, the umbrella of the Lord, the bed of the Lord, the drinking vessels of the Lord, all the paraphernalia of the Lord, and maintains the whole spiritual world so Krishna can have his pastimes, just so he can serve the Lord. He loves to serve the Lord. And per the Lord's desire, living entities that have rebellious spirit, they need a place to go, so he manifests that place for them as Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Shirodakshay Vishnu, and provides the abode and resting place for each of them as Anantashesh. He is really into service. He personally manifests himself just to serve the Lord. So this verse is saying that these expansions of Nityananda Ram as Sankarshan, the three Purusha avatars, and Anantashesh are his plenary portions, or portions of his plenary portions. This language, portion of a plenary portion, refers to the Purusha avatars, the Vishnu forms of the material world. They're given this nomenclature, kala, or portion of a plenary portion. Sankarshan in the spiritual world is a direct expansion, or called a portion. The Vishnu tattvas, they're a portion of a plenary. It's technical language. But hey, this is Nityananda tattva. And Anantashesh, who simply serves them all. Whatever they need, whatever they want, he manifests it and maintains it. So now that same Krishna of the spiritual world, who expands himself as Balaram in the Goloka realm, having these two Svetadvips, the Svetadvip in Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan, and the same nomenclature, Svetadvip of this material world, as the white island in the Karana ocean, or Kshiradakshay Vishnu's realm, the ocean of milk. And he resides there. Why? To fulfill the desire of Krishna. His interest is just to serve Krishna. But Krishna's interest is to provide the opportunity for the living entities to become rectified from their rebellious spirit. And so built into the whole system of creation is a means of elevation and purification. Just like Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita in the third chapter. With the creation comes the process of sacrifice. And by the process of sacrifice, living entities in this world can connect with the Supreme. You can stay connected with the Supreme by the process of sacrifice. But this age of Kali breaks and completely distorts the process of sacrifice, because there aren't persons qualified to perform the sacrifice. There are no qualified brahmanas available. So what to do? The relationship with the personality of Godhead seems to be broken. And so Advaita Acharya calls the Lord to appear. And he appears in response to Advaita Acharya's call to manifest his compassion so that connection can again be made. And who wants to serve the Lord to perform that function? It's Nityananda Ram. And so he comes. So another very important, I'll say it again, very important function of Lord Nityananda is to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, in the form of providing the teachings by which that connection can be established, re-established. Therefore, Lord Nityananda is said to be the original spiritual master. I'll read the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj in Prabhupada's purports here. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, this is now the function of Nityananda as the spiritual master. Just simply to serve the personality of Godhead, Krishna. He manifests himself as the original spiritual master, and any spiritual masters following him are but manifestations of that potency of Lord Nityananda to compassionately reconnect conditioned souls with Krishna once again. That's Lord Nityananda. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, although I know that my spiritual master is a servitor of Sri Chaitanya, I also know him as a plenary manifestation of the Lord. Prabhupada's purport. Every living entity is essentially a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's every living entity. And the spiritual master is also his servant. Still, the spiritual master is a direct manifestation of the Lord. There's this potency, Guru Tattva, a potency of the Supreme Lord, specifically manifest for one who is performing that particular service unto the Lord. With this conviction, a disciple can advance in Krishna consciousness. The spiritual master is non-different from Krishna because he is a manifestation of Krishna. Paragraph. Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram himself, the first direct manifestation or expansion of Krishna, is the original spiritual master. He helps Lord Krishna in his pastimes and is a servant of the Lord. So one of his pastimes is to appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver conditioned souls, and Lord Nityananda comes along with him as the original spiritual master and delivers conditioned souls. And anybody chronologically following Lord Chaitanya is but, if they're performing this service in the proper manner, in the proper mood, as the representative of Lord Nityananda, they're empowered by Lord Nityananda. And therefore they're respected. They are to be respected. As Lord Nityananda is to be respected. And Lord Nityananda is to be respected as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be respected. At the conclusion of chapter 1, just to illustrate this, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes an incident. And in that incident, his brother invited Miniketana Ram to come to their home for a function. And while Miniketana Ram came, who was a transcendental associate of Lord Nityananda, the priest who was performing or presiding over the function was busy doing his puja. So when Miniketana Ram entered, the priest did not discontinue his puja. He ignored the presence of Miniketana Ram deliberately. In one sense, when those of you that are familiar with puja know that when you commence your puja, you don't stop. You know, have a chit-chat with somebody and then resume. You complete your... You don't stop, start chanting Gayatri and then interrupt and continue. You uninterruptedly complete. But his mind was disrespect. Not just following some regulative injunction. And the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj sided with the priest. And he spoke to Krishnadas Kaviraj in that way. Krishnadas Kaviraj blasted his brother. He said, "For one who respects Chaitanya Mahaprabhu but disrespects Lord Nityananda, immediately he will fall. And because of this offense, you will fall down. You're a fool." He chastised him very severely. Meanwhile, the priest finished his puja. But by that time, Miniketana Ram, understanding the mind of Krishnadas Kaviraj's brother and the priest, he broke his flute, because he was a cowherd boy in his mood. He broke his flute, threw it to the ground and left. And with that, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami told his brother, "You will fall down." And he left. He left the house of his brother and was very disturbed. Not for himself, but that Lord Nityananda and the associate of Lord Nityananda had been offended. That very night, he had a dream. It's a beautiful imagery. Lord Nityananda came to him in his dream in the mood of a cowherd boy, in the dress of a cowherd boy, carrying a cowherd stick. And he was in an intoxicated mood, so happy. And he said, "You have done correctly. You have pleased me very much. And now I'm giving you an instruction. You should leave at once for Vrindavan. I understand you are now qualified to enter Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan at once and take the association of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, and they will guide you to spiritual perfection." And laughing and dancing in kirtan, he left the dream. And he woke up in ecstasy, crying in ecstasy. "I got the mercy of Lord Nityananda." At the same time, he was feeling still very conflicted because of the offense of his brother. And he declares, "Sure enough, my brother fell down very badly because of offending Lord Nityananda." And so he's giving that pastime. It's confidential. He even says, "This should not be disclosed, but I'm disclosing it anyway for purpose of edification, for teaching how important it is to properly regard Lord Nityananda." And throughout the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, he also unabashedly glorifies Lord Nityananda to the world. He's a Nityananda Bhakta too. He was initiated by Lord Nityananda. He wanted to be initiated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world before he even had the chance to see him. And he was greatly grieved. And Lord Nityananda came and consoled him, practically held him in his arms to relieve Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was just a young man at the time, and pacified his heart. And so Vrindavan Das Thakur took initiation from Lord Nityananda. And he also understood correctly Nityananda Tattva, the position of Lord Nityananda, the direct expansion of the compassion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Balaram himself, a direct... Just so the detail is described here, by Krishnadas Kaviraj, the detail is not described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakur is just like this ecstatic, spontaneous devotee who doesn't bother explaining anything to anybody. He just glorifies Lord Nityananda to his heart's content. And Krishnadas Kaviraj does bother to explain to us in detail who is Lord Nityananda and why the deep regard for this merciful manifestation of Lord Nityananda should be understood by all, and he should be properly accepted. Because what is the function of Lord Nityananda? To bring one to devotional service and instruct one in the ways of devotional service. And similarly, that's the function of the spiritual master, just as an expansion or as a service unto Lord Nityananda. So here is his description. According to the deliberate opinion of all revealed scripture, the spiritual master is none different from Krishna. Later he gives his scriptural references to support that statement. Lord Krishna, in the form of the spiritual master, delivers his devotees. Question: who is the deliverer of the devotee? Is it the spiritual master or is it Krishna? The answer is it's Krishna. He is doing so through the agency of the spiritual master. Who is the deliverer? Krishna. In relation to this subject matter over here, what is the function of Mahavishnu? When he sees Pradhan, he glances over Pradhan. And then what happens when he glances over Pradhan? Pradhan becomes activated. And this undifferentiated sum total of material ingredients starts to act. But it doesn't act without the contact of Mahavishnu's glance. It's dormant. Then Prabhupada explains, again and again and again in his teachings, but specifically here, the material science says, you know what material science says? There's only one thing: matter. And the laws that govern matter, and there's nothing else. That's material science. So what is science? It's studying matter and the laws governing matter, and there's nothing else. It's called atheism. Theism says, wrong. Matter acts only in contact with Mahavishnu, the remote cause. That's spiritual knowledge. Matter never acts on its own, but only by spiritual contact. And when spiritual contact is removed, it doesn't act. And there's the spiritual contact of the soul with matter that activates matter, but even the soul is another energy of the Lord, and the soul can't activate matter without the sanction of the Supreme Soul. And who is that Supreme Soul who does the sanctioning? Shiradakshaya Vishnu. And who is Shiradakshaya Vishnu? He's an expansion of Nityananda Ram in the spiritual world. Everything is connected. Even in this material realm is connected with Nityananda Ram. And those living entities that are wayward have gone astray from the personality of Godhead. What's the hope? Well, the process of sacrifice is the hope. And when that hope is broken, what to do in the age of Kali? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descends to provide the Sankirtan Yajna, which anyone and everyone can take part in. And the deliverer of that Sankirtan Yajna is Nityananda Ram. Prabhupada writes in his purport, even the speaking of Bhagavad Gita. Who is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita? It's Krishna. That speaking of Bhagavad Gita specifically is through the agency of, because Krishna's business is in Goloka Vrindavan, in Brajaloka. So the speaking of Bhagavad Gita is this plenary expansion of Sankarshan or Balaram to deliver the knowledge of the personality of Godhead, how to return back to Godhead. This function is Balaram. I'll read. It's very wonderfully explained. Here's the purport of that. Krishna is the spiritual master. The spiritual master is a manifestation of Krishna. Purport. The relationship of a disciple with his spiritual master is as good as his relationship with the Supreme Lord. Very profound. A spiritual master always represents himself as the humblest servant of the personality of Godhead, but the disciple must look upon him as the manifested representative of Godhead. One other verse. One should know the instructing spiritual master to be the personality of Krishna. He makes the explanation. There's two categories, initiating and instructing spiritual master. Both are to be respected equally. The function of instructing spiritual master is the function of Nityananda Ram, or on behalf of Nityananda Ram. That potency is invested. Here's Prabhupada's purport. Sri Krishna himself teaches us as the instructing spiritual master from within. This is Paramatma. From within, the instructing spiritual master. Who is that from within, instructing spiritual master? A portion of a plenary portion of Nityananda Ram. And from without. From within he teaches as Paramatma, our constant companion. And from without he teaches from the Bhagavad Gita as the instructing spiritual master, Nityananda Ram. There are two kinds of instructing spiritual masters. Now this gets even more subtle. I hope you're enjoying this Nityananda Tattva. It'll get lighter this afternoon, but this is Chaitanya Charitamrita. One is the liberated person, fully absorbed in meditation and devotional service. And the other is he who invokes the disciple's spiritual consciousness by means of relevant instructions. The former is just being Krishna conscious. And the other is one who gives instructions in Krishna consciousness. You know, so Paramatma is situated within our heart. And he's giving instructions. He's imparting, but we're tuned out. We don't have the Super Soul channel. We got the Maya channel. Hearing bebop and doo-wah-diddy and so many other sounds. The Super Soul channel is off. But so externally, the person who is imparting those same instructions, Bhagavad Gita, or the message of Bhagavad Gita being repeated in disciplic succession. I'll share this with you. In Sridham Mayapur, Prabhupada was lecturing on this subject that I'm now discussing. He was taking these initial verses and explaining them one by one in each of the morning classes. And he got to this point and repeated it three times. Listen carefully. Prabhupada was saying, when Krishna says, surrender unto me, and the spiritual master says, surrender unto Krishna, the speaking is non-different. And then he said it again, verbatim. And they said it again, verbatim. And he started to go on, and he couldn't go on. He fell into a trance. He was sitting on the Vyasasan, and he just entered a trance. And his body started to sway like this, like it was blowing in the wind. The muscles of his face just relaxed, just his jaw opened, and the normal muscle tension was gone. He was in trance. His eyes were closed. And it went on for, seemed like a long time, several minutes. The devotees didn't know what to do. So one devotee stood up very softly, played the mridanga and chanted Hare Krishna. And that went on for 3-4 minutes. And Prabhupada suddenly opened his eyes. His muscle features restored. He looked around the room. He got up off the vyasasana and went to his room. Class was over. I don't know the heart or the mind of one who enters into a state of ecstasy, but the message was that when the spiritual master speaks, it's Krishna speaking. In one sense, it's repeating the message. But when one repeats the message, it's Krishna speaking. And one simply becomes the mouthpiece or the instrument. Just like, this is a speaker. So over here is the microphone and electronically boop, 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 and then the speaker is making the sound. But the speaker isn't making the sound. The speaker is just reproducing the sound. And the speaker is the speaker. We say that's the speaker. So that's like the spiritual master who's just reproducing the sound. That was what he was saying. When Krishna says, surrender unto me, and the spiritual master says, surrender unto Krishna, that speaking is non-different. It's Krishna speaking. And that speaking of Krishna's message, how to connect again with Krishna, that's Nityananda Ram. As a service unto Krishna. So you can say it's Krishna speaking. And you can say it's Nityananda Ram speaking. And they're both right. It's not an either or. Not a binary choice. Very deep. So one must respect Lord Nityananda. And if one wants to chant the pure holy name, to receive that gift of Krishna Prema that Lord Chaitanya came to give, we must beg, plead with Lord Nityananda, you are most merciful. This is Bhaktisiddhanta's teaching, directly that I'm speaking now. So I'm the speaker, but Bhaktisiddhanta's the speaker. I'm just reproducing the sound. I've been meditating like this in the course of my chanting in the past weeks. So I'll share this with you. It's directly in relation to Lord Nityananda. Bhaktisiddhanta said, chanting is not merely a matter of making a sound. You can make a machine that makes the sound. Or train a bird to make the sound. And that's not chanting. But what chanting is when the soul is crying out to Lord Nityananda, oh, most merciful Lord Nityananda, please be merciful upon me and deliver to me the pure holy name. And when that pure holy name touches the heart, from the soul a sound comes, and when the lips, the same lips and the same tongue move and make that sound, that's the pure holy name. That's chanting. So on this appearance day of Lord Nityananda, let us understand who he is, as best our little capacity can understand. By the mercy of Krishna Das Kaviraj, may our consciousness be illumined a little bit to understand who is Lord Nityananda, and fervently pray to Lord Nityananda in our kirtans and the rest of the japa that we chant today, on this His appearance day. Enter into this mood of calling, pleading, and He's merciful. He's most merciful. But our hearts are hard. So we have to really sincerely plead for Lord Nityananda. Please deliver the pure holy name. Let that touch my heart just once. And when that touches your heart and you call the holy name, that's chanting. Let's see if we can do some Lord Nityananda Kripa chanting today. The instructions in the science of devotional service are differentiated in terms of the objective and subjective way of understanding. He's explained that. That's objective is the liberated soul is existing and you just happen to, by good fortune, bump into a liberated soul. Like, you know, receive one of Prabhupada's books or be in contact with the liberated soul. And then from that comes the subjective. Here's some nice instructions. And you try to receive the instructions in a subjective manner. What is the message? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes the duty of a disciple or the student is to meticulously, just as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is doing, meticulously. What is this gift? This instruction, this mercy that's been given. Let me appreciate it from as many different angles as sincerely as possible. What is this wonderful thing? And when you strive like that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes, some mercy comes into the life of that soul, some realizations come, some real gratitude awakens, and then bhakti starts to develop. Until then, we're simply practicing. Most likely in a mechanical fashion, practicing. But bhakti awakens when that subjective experience of the gift that's given by Lord Nityananda Ram or his representative. The acharya, in the true sense of the term, who is authorized to deliver Krishna, enriches the disciple with full knowledge and thus awakens him to the activities of devotional service. It's a very deep subject matter to appreciate Lord Nityananda. He's the deliverer of devotional service. Please take it. Last comment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he gave instruction to Lord Nityananda, there's one song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that describes like this. He told Lord Nityananda, you distribute love of God and you can open many franchises. He even uses, Bhaktivinoda Thakur uses a Bengali word that means a franchise. So modern people know what franchises are. So he opened many shops that were a franchise of the original shop. And then there was a mandate. The franchise has to follow the policy of the original. And the policy was, you have to pay a price, a fair price for this merchandise, the pure holy name. And you know what is that price? It's faith. You must pay the price. Some faith. And even a little faith. Here, take it. Pure holy name. Lots of faith, take big supply, pure holy name. But even a little faith makes us eligible. And that faith needs to go to the deliverer, Lord Nityananda, or the franchise representatives of Lord Nityananda, the deliverers of the pure holy name in the form of his representatives. So we're honoring Lord Nityananda's appearance day today. And as we're performing his Abhishek and chanting his holy name, let us have this prayerful mood to Lord Nityananda. recognizing what it is, trying to recognize what it is that He wants to give us, and the compassion, the enthusiasm that He has to give it to us, if only our hearts will open. Let us pray that we can eagerly receive that gift that He wants to give us. And honor Him on His appearance day in that way. Shri Nityananda Ram Ki Jai. Gaura Premanandi Ki Go. It'd be nice to entertain some discussion, but we're going to go on with the schedule so we can organize ourselves this. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.